Prime Minister Mia Motley promising yet another wage increase if re-elected. BLP candidate for St. Michael South, Kirk Humphrey insists the election campaign will redound to leadership for the electorate. Political leader of the DLP pledging more power and promotions for the police. And a reverend is Barbados' latest centenarian. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Amor-Motley, has promised another wage increase for workers if re-elected on February the 11th. Ms. Motley made the commitment while addressing supporters at a meeting in Lanes Road, Brittonsill last night. She described the proposed increase as a progressive measure aimed at continuing to improve the living standards of Barbadian workers.
And those of you who work in the public service haven't had a wage increase, a salary increase for 8 years. And within weeks, we settled one for you for 5%, even though the country was broke. Because I told the IMF, I said, where you're carrying people upon a long journey, you must give them what? A little breakfast. And we turned around. And since then, in spite of COVID, in spite of having to do $2.1 billion structural adjustments in this country, we turn around and give you two more wage increases. And as we speak, we are waiting for the regrading and know that we will have to go for what will be your fourth wage increase before the end of this year, should you give us back the government in this country.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Meantime, while speaking at the same meeting, Barbados Labour Party candidate for St. Michael South, Kirk Humphrey, claims this campaign will boil down to how the electorate feels about leadership.
And I believe that there is no greater example of leadership in the modern era, not of Barbados, not of the Caribbean, but in the entire world than the leadership that Mia Motley has shown. There is no leader who commands the global stage. You want you to know Barbados is about 270,000 people, you know. That is a small village in some of these countries, and these countries are desperately seeking a meeting with Ms. Motley. Our Prime Minister has opened doors in ways that people cannot understand.
BLP candidate for St. Michael South, Kirk Humphrey. President and political leader of the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne, has pledged to promote police on merit and give them more powers if elected as Prime Minister. Mr. Thorne made the commitment while addressing supporters last night in Oyston's Christchurch at the DLP's candidate introduction launch. He told the gathering that the party's manifesto launch on Tuesday in St. John will address crime prevention, including proposals to increase both the powers and remuneration of the police.
There's mounting evidence that the police in this country have been disrespected by this government. And the police service must be restructured. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. No police officer must serve in the service without promotion. And no police officer must serve in the service without adequate pay. I'm dealing with the right of the police service to be treated with dignity in this country, and every police officer in a fair system will expect to be promoted and will expect to receive proper pay.
Political leader of the DLP, Ralph Thorne, candidate for St. Michael Central, Andre Worrell, launched his campaign promising healthcare reform and to repurpose the site of the old Glendary prison. Addressing a crowd of supporters on Buckingham Road, Worrell claimed that the health service levy is being used as the only funding source rather than a financial supplement for the hospital.
Many of the doctors thought that the health service levy would have been in addition to the subvention which the government normally provides to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Because coming out of COVID, the hospital needed to have access to as much funds and resources as possible. But instead of using the health service levy as a top-up, the government used the health service levy as the sole funding mechanism for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And as a result of that, that has resulted in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, the service there, deteriorating over the years.
That's DLP candidate for St. Michael Central, Andre Worrell, in the lunchtime edition. Reverend Desdoma Lane is the country's latest centenarian. Mrs. Lane was surrounded by family and friends as the President, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, paid her a courtesy visit to join in the celebrations. Sound in mind and high in spirits, she marked the occasion wearing golden heels, still moving with grace at 100 years old. Mrs. Lane says she never imagined she would live to see her 100th birthday, but remained thankful to God. One of the standout moments came when the centenarian read her birthday card from the president aloud.
Reaching the remarkable age of 100 years makes you a national treasure. It's cause for celebration, and so I salute you. Accept my heartfelt congratulations and those of the people of Barbados on this most significant day in your life. Happy birthday, and may God continue to shower his blessings on you. His Excellency, Lieutenant Colonel, the Most Honorable Jeffrey Davidson Bostick, President of Barbados.
That's Barbados' newest centenarian, Reverend Desdoma Lane. Speaking of the president, the Commonmere School has officially dedicated the Jeffrey Bostick Carriageway, honoring its first alumnus to serve as Barbados' head of state. The ceremony this morning, attended by the president, stands as the permanent tribute to a man who rose from humble beginnings to the nation's highest office. Principal of the Commonmere School, Robin Douglas, said the naming of the carriageway goes beyond a formal gesture and is intended to inspire the current student body to pursue excellence.
I definitely hope that we will take from this occasion the significance of it and continue to feel the pride of contribution that Commonwealthians have had through the years, and that this naming will forever be a symbol for what can be done and how far we can go and the kind of impact that we can have in our environment, in our community, in our country, and the world.
That's Principal of the Commonwealth School, Robin Douglas. And finally, former CNN host Don Lemon has been arrested in connection with a protest at a Minnesota church earlier this month. Federal agents took Lemon into custody last night in Los Angeles, where he was attending the Grammy Awards. The arrest stems from a January 18th incident in the city's church in St. Paul, Minnesota, where anti-immigration enforcement protesters disrupted a worship service. Our top stories. Prime Minister Motley promising yet another wage increase if re-elected. Political leader of the DLP, Ralph Thorne, pledging more power and promotions for the police. The Commonwealth School honors the country's head of state, naming a carriageway after him. And a reverend is Barbados' latest centenarian, Reverend Desdoma Lane. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.